With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. You're in the Garden with Ron Wilson, and as I promised, he is back. Yes. Who is he, you say? Well, you know, because I've been talking about him for the last hour and a half. You know all about him. I'm not going to go through the big bio because I've done this every time, and he always says, you know, I don't know who that person is, because we all know who it is, but he's done everything in the world from plant breeding to dancing to writing books to tennis to pickleball to eating one of the largest apple strudels I've ever seen in my entire life. And, of course, he has a brand new book out. We're going to talk about that today. You know, gifts from the garden, especially books, are great Christmas presents, and all of his books are outstanding. He is with us this morning. He happens to be AAA Dr. Alan Apple Armitage. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
I'm great, and you?
Spectacular. I'm sitting in my son's office here in Westfield, Indiana. Last time I talked to you, I think it was in Montreal. So, you know, just talking to you gets me to travel. I mean, I'm trying to stay away.
So you're...
anyway, it's just great. We're having Thanksgiving with my son and his wife and daughter, Avery. So we're having a grand time.
So how about the great state of Indiana?
It's cold.
It's cold?
It's cold. The great state of Indiana is flat and cold. That is lovely. We're having a good time.
Did you like that my hometown is in Indiana?
I did. I saw that, and I just so excited that you're from here. It makes me feel very close to you, Ron. But we all have our great places to talk about. You know, when I grew up here, I grew up there. It's great fun, and I know you had a wonderful hometown.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, they have the tree growing out of the courthouse.
Yes, I wonder why they did that. Was that for you because you went to the courthouse so often?
I guess. I don't know, but you know, it's there. You got to visit it sometime. Talk with Dr. Alan Armitage. His website, alanarmitage.net. And the reason we got him on here today, always, because it's always so much fun to talk with Dr. Armitage, and it's such a great time. But the books that you have written over all the years are absolutely outstanding. I recommend all of them, and always have. And I think that, you know, as Christmas comes and we're looking for special gifts for folks, especially if you are a gardener or just getting started in the garden, or want to learn more about the garden or whatever, or you're in the business, your books, of course, range from everything from personal life stories to all of the, of course, instructional books. And, of course, your latest one that you put out, The Herbaceous Perennial Plants, the fourth edition, truly is the Bible of perennials.
Yeah, well, thank you. It has been out there for quite some time. As you say, it's a fourth edition. So every edition that comes out every 8 years or so, you can see there's a little bit of legs in that book. But it really is good. I mean, I say that not because I wrote it, but I try to go and bring it as up to date as possible with cultivars and new varieties for the gardener and, of course, for the industry. You know, if you're really into what I call Perennials 401, you know, you'll have the names in it, the proper botanical names, and the name changes. You'll have quite a bit about invasive plants and what's going on in that area. of course, pollinators and all those things. So yeah, it's been a great one. And if you're interested in a little less, maybe that's a bit more than you want, then the book called Armitage's Garden Perennials is what I call Perennials 101. There's lots of photographs in it. And a lot of great information as well.
And again, these are great gifts. I like buying myself gifts for Christmas because I know when I'm going to get myself something that I want, So, you know, these are things that you might want to buy yourself for Christmas or for friends and family or whatever it may be. But these are absolutely wonderful. And, of course, you can check all these out at alanarmitage.net. Of course, if you want an app, which is probably the best app out there, is Armitage's Great Garden Plants, which is it's really expensive. It's $5, but it's well worth it.
It is. And it gets updated all the time. And, we're telling these poor people listening to us, it just sounds like it's, we're shilling everything here. But these are pretty good products, even
yes.
though I happen to be involved in them. And I think this app on a phone, my goodness, I mean, it's just easy.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. We got to make things easier, huh?
You got to make it easy. And again, I'm being upfront. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on today is because, this is a great opportunity for folks to buy themselves this book for Christmas or if you're looking for gifts, because these are outstanding. And I truly only recommend books that I know are well worth reading or with the information. And of course, like I said, everything you have written, obviously, absolutely wonderful. And we use them as our guides, they use them in classes. Workshops, whatever, and this is it. This is the top of the line, and I wanted to bring that up today because I think it's very important and it's very timely for folks that are looking for these gifts for themselves or for someone else. These you can count on, and again, you'll find all this at alanarmitage.net, and you can find that out. And of course, I think what's interesting is you took it from writing all of these serious books about perennials and garden plants and all of those. Then you started kind of branching out and doing some things kind of away from that. And so one of my favorites of yours, obviously, is Of Naked Ladies and Forget-Me-Nots, How Plants Got Their Name. What a great little handbook.
Well, it's really good to hear you say that because I know you've been saying that for some time, and I really appreciate it. And we have a little offer with Ron and myself for anybody who's listening, but that's how I know that people are listening to Ron because – if you put Wilson on this little coupon code, which Ron will talk about later, it's books he recommends, and I get a number of naked lady orders because of what you say, Ron, and I appreciate it. But it's really a fun book.
It is.
Is there somebody called Joe Pye? I mean, why is it Dogwood called the Dogwood, for goodness sake? It has nothing to do with dogs, and also stories like that. So there's a number of books by academics like myself on how plants got the botanical names, and they're very, very important. I mean, it's great fun, Pteridensis and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's
this is a book. This is a book about how plants got their common names, and that's a lot more difficult to research. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it is a fun book. You can read a little bit at a time or whatever, but you will totally enjoy it. I have never had anyone that bought this book that didn't come back to me and say, gosh, this was great. I bought two more for friends or neighbors. I think somebody even emailed you after the last time we had the show talking about how they bought one, their neighbors took it, they had to buy another one. But it is absolutely wonderful. And so you started branching off and getting away from the serious stuff and having a little bit more fun, and now you have really thrown us all off because you came out just recently with a new book. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about this. It's a kid's book called Tales of Big John and Other Creatures. It could be a kid's book, it could be a family book or whatever, but it's stories about the Armitage family, and it is hilarious, it is fun, and you're going to enjoy it. We'll talk more with Dr. Armitage after we come back from the break here in the garden with Ron Wilson.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Welcome back here in the garden with Ron Wilson, special guest this morning on this Thanksgiving Saturday, Dr. Alan Apple Armitage. His friends call him Dr. A, so I guess I'm not his friend because I call him Dr. Triple A.
The apple part, I had this incredible apple pie last night here, and it's in Carmel, Indiana.
Yep.
I mean, it was unbelievable, this place called Cake Bake. I mean, it was enough for four people, and I sent you a little picture, Ron, and
That thing is bigger than your head.
amazing. I got some here this morning. Boy, let me tell you, that's a gift that keeps on giving, I want to tell you.
Did you have ice cream on the side, too, or just the apple pie?
Just the apple pie. You know, my tummy said enough's enough.
Oh, my God. I shared that with Joe Strecker, our producer, this morning. I said, look at this picture, Dr. Armitage. He thought it was a strudel at first.
I don't know. They call it apple pie, but it was delicious, obviously, but good grief.
I could tell you were in seventh heaven.
I was.
All right, the website is alanarmitage.net. If you're serious about plant books, go to his website and check it out, all right? Because these are books that you will absolutely, you'll learn everything in the world, and they're written, so they're easy to read. Just trust me on this one, you're going to love it. But he's got, of course, The Of Naked Ladies and The Forget-Me-Nots, which is still one of my favorites of Dr. Armitage's, an absolutely wonderful book and a great gift. But now he's taken another extremely turn to the right and has written a book which is very, I just want to say that after I read this book, you know, you laugh, you smile, you kind of get teary-eyed, because after I got said, and I love hearing stories from other families, and that's what this is all about, extraordinary stories from your family, but I think when I got done with this book, it made me also start to reflect about stories from my own family, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, Ron, the plant books, what I always do, of course, and I started doing some smaller books, and you mentioned The Naked Ladies, because they're stories that people like, and then I did Legends in the Garden about people whose plants have names that we use, Francis mm-hmm. Williams and Betty Corning, and these people are real, and their stories needed to be told. I also, as you mentioned, way back when, I wrote a book about me. I hated to do it. It was called It's Not Just About the Hat, but the follow-up of that is, I have had these stories of my kids growing up. They're the same as your stories, Ron, quite truthfully, the same as everybody listening. The only difference is I wrote them down at the time. So when we're talking, when you read this book of my 3-year-old or my 4-year-old, you know, they now have kids of their own. So that's how long this book has been brewing and percolating. And it's not a kid's book at all. It's
no.
A book about kids. And somebody said, and I really appreciated analysis, the comparison, they said it's a cross between Irma Bombeck and Dr. Seuss. Now, it is definitely a book. It's a humorous book. I mean, it's,
yes.
These are stories that make you smile. I mean, but they actually happened. And so, you know, when my son started, walked across the goo in the grocery store, and the manager couldn't get him because he was having such a good time in the goo that they're putting a new floor down. He wrecked his shit. It's just one of those things where, how did the kid get there? And stuff like that. So there's nothing here that you probably haven't somehow lived yourself in some ways. But that's the comments I'm getting wrong. Just like you said, it makes people reflect about stories of their own.
Well, I did. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed that you weren't able to talk the police officers out of letting that wedding party. I'm not going to tell the story. You got to read it to hear it, but they're all great stories. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When you told me about this book originally before it came out and what it was, and I was kind of like, okay, write stories about your family. But you're exactly right. And again, you laugh, you got serious, it made me reflect back that, you know, of similar stories with my own family. So I think it was a good thing. And it's an easy read, obviously, a fun read. Irma Bombeck, that is a pretty good comparison, I think.
Well, her talent is way above mine, but she was a humorist. That's a sort of a kind of writing that's kind of gone downhill. I mean,
yep.
If you're a humorist today, you have to have bad language or something. This is just, I don't know. I enjoyed writing it, and truly, I think people, like you say, it's just another book. In fact, when I approached publishers on this, they said, we can't do it because it's always, everybody's doing this on Instagram or on, you know, Facebook. They're telling stories about their kids. Well, this is true, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something you can sort of cozy up with in front of the fire or in your bedside table. It's not just read a story, and I call it smile out loud.
Right.
Because you're going to be doing that.
And they can eat a piece of apple pie at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think the first story in the book about how, you know, when my daughter Heather's went through the car wash and her kids decided that it would be fun to open the car roof, you know, the sunroof. that was a good start.
Yeah, very good. It's called Tales of Big John, and Other Creatures, Extraordinary Stories of an Ordinary Family by Dr. Alan M. Armitage. I still think that should be an A, Alan Apple Armitage. And, of course, the illustrations are fantastic as well. Valerie Nichols did the illustrations here. A wonderful little, just a fun little handbook to read through. And, again, he's right. Irma Bombeck, yep, I can see it. Dr. Seuss, I'm not sure about a little bit here and there. The illustrations, absolutely. But I do have to say one thing. In the back here, you have pictures of the family as we're growing up and all. You're great-looking family. Thank goodness they look like their mother.
Thank goodness. I want to tell you, Ron, I had a tough time finding photos that didn't make me look really bad. It only made me look somewhat bad.
I love it. So did you get all of their approvals on this book after they all read it, including your wife?
When people read this book, and I hope a lot of people will enjoy it, because it's a great Christmas book. And, you know, their orders are coming in two at a time instead of one at a time or three at a time just because it's fun. But I've had a number of questions already about, are your kids still talking to you? and particularly Jonathan, whose home I'm in right now, there's a couple of stories that I said, John, are you sure this is okay with you? I mean, and he said, oh, yeah, of course. So they're good sports. Heather, on the other hand, the one who gets into all sorts of trouble, I'm not sure she ever read it. So whatever goes, goes. Laura was the one who edited it for me, so that was good.
I love it. Again, the name of the book is called Tales of Big John and Other Creatures, Extraordinary Stories of an Ordinary Family by Dr. Alan Armitage. Wonderful little book. I highly recommend you read it. Again, you'll love the stories. It'll bring back memories of your own memories as well, I think, of your family. And that's what it's all about. Great timing. Now, one last thing before we hit the top of the hour here. You are doing something special with the proceeds from this book.
Yeah, this is another thing that I'm really excited about. And that's why I don't have as much embarrassment talking about this book as I do with some others, because much of the proceeds are going to a really wonderful organization called Extra Special People. And it's an organization, it's actually a local organization which is actually expanding, and it's obviously for people with disabilities, for kids and parents and older people, and it's just wonderful. So every book that's sold, they get a piece of the action, and they're excited as heck too because they're able to tell their people that this book, and there's a dedication in the book to ESP. Which people I think are going to really enjoy. So it's nice that I can give back something to what I really think is a terrific cause. So anybody who buys this book is going to help out there too.
It's a wonderful book, and all you got to do is go to his website. It's alanarmitage.net, and if you put code in there, Wilson, he'll ship them to you for free, so you save that. You're doing a real good job turning them around quickly and getting them out, so get the orders in early, and you'll get it before Christmas. And whoever you give these books to are going to absolutely love you for them. And this is just another great one. I really appreciate you sending this to me and let me read it. And I enjoyed it. And I know everybody else will as well.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I know you would enjoy it because I'm sure you have lots of stories of your own.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got a tree growing through your courthouse. You must have a ton of stories.
Hey, if you got extra time, Greensburg's only about an hour, 45 minutes or so from Indy. You might want to go over and take a look at that tree.
There you go. All right. We'll do. I don't know, but we haven't had a chance to talk much about the garden or the indoor garden today, but we'll do so as soon as we can. I gave my daughter, my granddaughter, I sent some African violets through the mail, and just for her. She was 5 years old, I figured what I. And she loved them, of course, but they got frosted on the way. So we all love them right now. But we'll work it out.
Now, you want to know what kind of a grandpa I am? I got my oldest grandson who loves this plant, a Poncyrus, flying dragon.
Did you really?
Oh, he loves it. Yeah, well, you got to stay away from it, obviously.
You know, that's why I call the flying dragon, in case you happen to sit on it. You know, you're flying out there.
You definitely will. But that's grandpa, and, you know, you know, where'd you get that? My grandfather planted that for me. Okay. Dr. Alan Armitage, always a pleasure. We love having you on. We'll get you on here next month. We'll start talking about looking forward to 2022 gardening. And, again, it's called Tales of Big John and Other Creatures, plus all of his other great books, alanarmitage.net. Put the code in there, Wilson. You get it shipped for free. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we will and the holiday season, and we will talk to you next year.
Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks, Ron. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Dr. Alan Armitage, again, alanarmitage.net, and it's Tales of Big John and Other Creatures. Great stories, and it'll make you think about stories of your family as well, and then you can sit down and write them down and do your own book as well. It would be a lot of fun. I thought about that. I thought, boy, mine would be a little bit thicker than this one, though, I think. Hard to pick out those special ones that you want to... Of course, some I couldn't tell, I guess. Anyway, great book. It's called Tales of Big John and Other Creatures. AlanArmitage.net. All right, quick break. We come back. We're going to wake him up. Buggy Joe Boggs for a whole half hour here in the garden with Ron Wilson and Joe Strecker.
Ron can help at 1-800-823-TALK. This is In the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.